My whole thing is not about not being able to pour from an empty cup. My question is, who the fuck filled it? And what shape did it take? And who determined what shape it takes? And how many leaks do I have in this bitch? Right? Like, those are the questions I want us to be asking.
Welcome to Shift Talking, a podcast where we explore the art and science of behavior change. I'm your host, Davina Hain, a mental health coach and founder of A Steady Space. Join me as we discuss actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you create lasting change once and for all. Now, let's get to the shift talking.
Hi, 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 and welcome back to Shift Talking. I am so happy to have you here with me because today we are going to be discussing one of my absolute favorite topics to talk about, which is parenting. And we are not going to be talking about parenting in the way that we typically hear it, which is how to control your kid, how to go through night wakeups and handle tantrums and get them to eat new and different foods. This is all about you, the actual parent in this. And so the core of what I want to discuss today is the Parental Shift program because she's almost ready and we're launching soon. And I am so incredibly excited to have this community, to build this community where we can support and lean in on one another. So as we know, parenting advice is everywhere, and most of it skips the biggest variable, which is your emotional state as the parent, my emotional state as the parent. And so if you're running on fumes, overwhelmed, and barely hanging on, of course no strategy will work. We don't just need strategy. We need healing. We need an ability to regulate. And the key to that isn't just fixing your kid's behavior. It's learning how to hold your own emotions steady while we all struggle. Us focusing so much, which is what we typically do, on our children behaving, and if you would just behave, then I wouldn't feel, act, respond, whatever, XYZ. And all that does is perpetuate yet another generation of kids who assumes that the rest of the world should modify in order to keep them regulated. That's not how it works. And because we weren't taught these things, we weren't taught emotional literacy, we weren't taught what to do with ourselves when we feel anxious, depressed, upset, angry, mistreated, disrespected. When we aren't taught how to manage these things, how to sit with them, hold them, and remedy them, of course, we are going to end up with a culture that says what to do, but not how to do it. That says who should do what, but then that person speaking isn't doing it themselves. We're walking hypocrites who tell our children to calm down while we are at the top of our lungs, who tell our children not to hit, but then we spank, who tell our children to calm themselves down and use their words, and yet we don't. We use punishment, right? And so what we get to do here, what this entire community and this entire experience gets to do is build this up for us. What we know, as I'm sure you know already, is that our stress response is our fight or flight response. And so we then create a cycle where we are living in fight or flight, freeze, maybe fawn, and our kids are little mirrors. They are doing what they see us doing, and we are giving them the illusion that this is appropriate. So this is where the real game changer comes from. It's not from memorizing scripts, and it's also not just from pausing in the moment when you get upset. It sounds really good. It's good advice. I give that advice as well. And you know how people say that you have to walk before you can run? This is the crawl before the run, right? Taking that time in the moment to recognize that I'm upset and buy myself some time, that is the full-blown sprint. What the crawling does, that then we get to wobbling and toddling and then walking and then skipping maybe and then jogging and doing these types of things, this smallest step is going to be checking in with ourselves, knowing who we are and how we feel. And so instead of taking those 10 seconds when you're ready, feeling yourself get activated, which is also deeply impractical to assume that we could this quickly and right out the gate, I still struggle with this. And I live and breathe this content, right? What I suggest we do instead is to take those 10 seconds that you would take when you get upset and you apply that and scatter that throughout your day. I want you to be taking those 10 seconds, apply that 10 second rule to different parts of your day and check in with yourself. Your upset isn't because of the one thing your kid did. Maybe sometimes, right? Because I tend not to exist and live and speak within absolutes. And what ends up pissing you off is a combination, a culmination of, yes, your kids, the responsibilities, right? The lack of sleep, the work, your finances, exhaustion, personal baggage, and the chaos of the world. That is the culmination of all of these things, right? And so what we do is we take these 10 seconds to check in with ourselves throughout the day. So we prolong it getting to that point either as often as it does or allowing for it to get as big as it does. So before you say, I don't have time for this, we both fucking know you do, right? And before you say that, I want to tell you, I'm not looking for you to find extra time. I'm not looking for you to meditate for 90 minutes a day. I'm not even looking for you to meditate for 10 seconds a day. I am looking and advocating and encouraging and challenging you to take those 10 seconds throughout your day. And here's an example. When your alarm goes off, and if you scroll when you first wake up, if you check your email, you check your text messages, whatever that is, take 10 seconds of that time. We're not coming up with magical new time. We are redirecting 10 seconds of our time. I'm sure you take a little morning poop. When you take your phone in there with you, as I know you do, when you're in there before you scroll, before you text, before you do whatever you do, take 10 seconds. I want you to listen to your body. Recognize how you slept that night. What kind of mood did you wake up in? What do you have in the day ahead? Are you looking forward to it? Do you feel rested and ready to take on the day? Are you dreading the day? Are you overwhelmed and resentful of all of the responsibilities that you have on your shoulders? Are you pissed off at last night you who was a dick to you this morning? Right? Just go through you. Understand you, check in with you, and take those 10 seconds. When you're in line at the pharmacy or the grocery store or TJ Maxx or Home Depot or wherever you are, instead of scrolling, take 10 seconds to check in with yourself. How's my body feel? Is it tight? Am I frustrated? Am I clenching my jaw? What do I have coming up? How am I feeling about it? What has happened thus far? How am I feeling about it? Just check in, acknowledge it, and do what we call name it to tame it. Name how it is that you're feeling. And then once we have that conscious awareness of it, we get to decide what to do with it. And by taking these 10 seconds multiple times a day, these things will come more naturally to you. You won't have to set reminders to do it anymore. But if there's anything that you take from today, this is what I want you to take from it. Not just the tools and the skills and the strategies and stuff that we talk about. It is instead this perspective. It is a conscious walking awareness. It is front of mind that you are going to be checking in with yourself. This is all about preparation and, again, not just being reactive. No one is born knowing how to do this. And what I want us to recognize is that this is a literacy problem, right? Like this is a challenge in being illiterate, not an intrinsic part of you that is broken. This is the fact that we are taught about igneous rock formations and not about what to do with our anger and when we perceive injustice or disrespect. I don't know about you, but when I became a parent, my God, you guys, I felt visceral rage that I had never felt before. I have repeatedly said to friends, to family, to my therapist, that I don't need to be me right now. I need me. Because I struggled and I struggle often in this experience. The bullshit toxic positivity about it just comes to you, it'll come naturally. No, the fuck it doesn't. And I don't understand why people say that it does. The love for them, absolutely. The want, desire to protect them, absolutely. But the rest, the meals, my God, the laundry, the their perceived injustice and their perceived level of fairness is just so twisted and so outside of what is actually fair and true. And it's this stuff. It's the day in, day out stuff. And if I can't regulate me, when I can't regulate me, I am going to push that onto them. They are energy sponges, like you know when you're in a room and somebody walks in and they just energy vampire from everyone. That's what we're doing. We're little rain clouds going around our existence. And our kids pick up on that. They're going to have their own hard times. And when they have their hard time, they're going to go with what they saw you do. And that is why we have generations, mainly this generation, that is so deeply wounded. We are so incredibly lonely, and yet we're surrounded by humans all day. So I started noticing within my clients, within myself, within my friends and family, a desire to have somewhere to go to talk about these things. And I started looking at programs, and I could not find a single one that had what I wanted, which is to learn some, communicate some, and connect some. That's all I'm looking for. I don't want judgment. I don't want all of these strategies and all of these tools and all of that, but not any room to practice them. I don't want to be told what to do. I want to be guided through it. I don't want someone who I join and invest in, not only financially, but energy-wise and like open up my mind and my perspective to them. I don't want them to just tell me what to do and expect me to go off and do it. I know what to do. I just don't know how. And that's why I had such a hard time finding a group, a community like this. And that is why I created this one, because I didn't find it. This community is about us, about the real parenting, about the saying the ugly stuff out loud that apparently we're not supposed to say, but I do. And I do in many of my sessions, and I plan to do it plenty within this community, this platform. We aren't going to be focusing on how to fix our kids. This is an opportunity for us to fix ourselves, to reparent ourselves. And I know it's foofy. I know, I get it. It felt foofy when I said it. I heard it. And the part of me that's so deeply wounded, the part of me that views myself as not being enough, the part of me that is terrified to run and launch these groups and not have anyone take interest in it, not have anyone benefit from it, not have anyone join it. All of those insecurities of like, who the fuck am I to do this? Those are all rooted in my childhood. And I'd imagine if you go back and do some inventory of where you hold yourself back, where you mistreat yourself, where you have made mistakes and erred, where you parent from when you're upset, I'd imagine you could tie that back into some point in your childhood. Guaranteed. And so if we expect to be different parents and give our children a different upbringing, we have to actually be different and go back into those versions of us that are wounded and do our best to heal them. My kids are getting a wonderful parent. And I also need to parent myself at this point in my life too. I want us to have a community where we can all go to and understand each other and know the struggle and maybe not align in the details in the surface, but at the root, in the foundation of it, we are all fighting these battles. And I want a community of people who feel comfortable and confident to come together and do it as one. I don't just want to build a group. I want a tribe. And I want you to have one too. And the reason why I suggest doing this with us is because when I was doing this work, when my clients do this work, when anyone does any sort of work on themselves, what we oftentimes see is the people closest to us are the ones who resist us doing the work at all. They're the ones who question it or minimize it or judge it. And even if they were the ones who prompted us to do it or demanded that we do it, it's because we've conditioned them to expect a certain version of us. And now we're changing it. And so they're all not predatory narcissists. They are just people who have been conditioned to expect a version of me, and now I'm giving them the unexpected. And there will be pushback there. And no matter what, the people in our lives are biased. I do this for a living, but the reason why I do it so well is because I do it with people who I don't know and who don't know me. In my own relationships, I fuck up. I give bad advice. I'm too close. I can't read the label from inside the jar. And this is what this program is supposed to do. This community is supposed to do, is not find and replace the people in your life that you love and who love you and who are just having a hard time getting to know the newer version of you. It's instead to have and. We need multiple communities. We need different opportunities for different types of things. This community will serve this purpose within parenting, within the struggles, within the relationships, within the in-laws and the conflict and the communication and all of that. That's what this program does. That's what this community does. And then you're also going to need different types of communities. But because we're all so socially tapped, typically from social media, we assume that each one thing that we do has to do it all, which is why work is the only place that I have friends and where I socialize now, right? Or the mom group, or with my husband, or with my kids. Sometimes they are my only friend, it feels like, right? We need a combination. We need variety. We need multiple sources to get those full chest moments and to check and balance the different versions of myself that I have living within me at any given moment. What we are going to do is learn practical tools in a way that actually sticks. We are going to practice these tools in these sessions, right? We'll meet weekly, and I'm not even expecting you to do them outside yet. I just want you to join me and do them with me on mute, camera off, maybe whatever you want. Blank name. If you want to go with the anonymity, that's totally fine. It's more so about coming in and not just hearing information, but coming in and practicing these skills. I can learn all day about how to ride a bike. I can watch YouTube. I can do all of that. When I get on it, nah. I need to practice. I need to fall. I need to do this repetition so that then it becomes muscle memory. And that's what this is. There won't be homework in between. There is no pressure, no commitment unless you want it. But for these first 30 days, it is completely free. I just want you to come in, see what resonates, leave what doesn't. I will link the waitlist in the show notes. Put your information in there. You'll get, of course, added into an email list that will teach you more about what it is that we're doing and explain more about it. It is completely non-committal. That email, putting your name on the waitlist, is non-committal. The welcome intro kind of webinars is also non-committal. It's completely free and it'll be recorded, where we will talk about the science behind why our kids kind of bring out this feral version of us, right? It's practical. It's not overwhelming. No massive reading lists or rigid daily assignments. It's real strategies for real people battling real shit. And we are going to build skills, again, not just information dumps. And we will get an opportunity to apply them together. All I need from you is to show up ready to do the work during that first hour with me and give me feedback. I need you to practice how you voice complaints to people. We can practice that in real time as well. I need to know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to see more of, so I can build this and tailor this and mold this into something that works for all of us. If you choose to stay on after the 30 days and go go more into this program with me, I then get to do individual assessments on you, which are clinical assessments, a personality and an anger assessment. I might add one or two more, but even those are quite substantial in themselves. They're super comprehensive. It's the closest I can get to running blood work on you, really. And so after that first 30 days, we can really dig in deep. Because I'm also not here to just give you insight on yourself and then send you out into the wild. That is deeply, deeply inappropriate, one, unhelpful, two, and irresponsible as a provider. So join the waitlist, non-committal, in the show notes for updates and access to this free trial. Connect with me. You can email me. You can DM me on socials. You can go to my website, find the number anywhere on there and text me directly. And if you have any questions, if you have any ideas, if you need any clarity, please reach out to me. This is way less about just having another program to launch and so much more about genuinely healing the next generation from our shit. We get bled on from wounds that we didn't cause, and it needs to end with us. We have to give our kids a better opportunity of knowing themselves, understanding themselves, regulating themselves, and having standards for themselves and for the people around them. And this is how we do it. And here's where you would hear the, you can't pour from an empty cup. The work is on you. Yeah, I'm fucking so sick of hearing that. My God. My whole thing is not about not being able to pour from an empty cup. My question is, who the fuck filled it? And what shape did it take? And who determined what shape it takes? And how many leaks do I have in this bitch? Right? Like, those are the questions I want us to be asking. So if and when you're ready, come and join me. Reach out to me if you would like to discuss it. You are not alone here. And parenting has to be one of the loneliest experiences I have ever had. And I don't want that for any of us anymore. So let's do the work together. Let's let inside voices create outside change. This is about your empowerment, one shift at a time. Stay steady, and I will see you next time